And tonight it's my joy to share with you about the work of one of our staff, Ashley Bird, and his ministry of campus renewal through the Veritas Forum.
I just had a baby.
Christianity is incredible. This is the perspective of many thought leaders on our campus. You experience this on your campuses, I'm sure, right? Maybe. Okay. At Columbia University, the core curriculum is actually designed to demonstrate to incoming students that Christian faith is not intellectually credible. A fact that people who teach the curriculum will say in their classes. In fact, one professor at Columbia University went so far as to say to a room full of students and faculty that evangelism specifically should be considered a human rights violation. And the room applauded their consent. Like it or not, we in the Christian community contribute to this problem. At Columbia University, before 5 years ago, the largest Christian witness at Columbia was 150 Christian students gathered for a worship concert. The mood of the Christian students in the chapter was one of survival. The question was, can our faith survive Columbia? And as a result, the chapter was tolerated by the campus, but was not able to realize their vision to be a transforming presence. Well, 5 years ago, the tension between our vision to see students and faculty transformed by the gospel and campuses renewed and world changers developed, and the reality of our functional irrelevance on the campuses in New York City reached a breaking point. The area was in crisis. There was this urgent sense that we had to change how we engage the campus or capitulate to irrelevancy and death. And in the midst of this urgency grew a vision for outreach, for a specific kind of outreach, an outreach close to the heart and mind and concerns of the university itself. And this vision became a rallying point, a source of hope for Ashley Bird and Kevin O'Rohan and the students on campus. My favorite story from those early days was when Ashley and a volunteer named Gordon led a group of students and convinced the janitor to let them into the largest space on campus. And once inside, they recruited the janitor to join them in a prayer meeting. It's Ashley Bird. And they began to pray and dream and hold before God a vision that one day Columbia would be called back to its motto, taken from Psalm 36:9, "By your light, we see light." That first year, Veritas Forum engaged more than 1,000 students, 10 times the amount that had ever been engaged before. Since then, Veritas Forum at Columbia has engaged over 9,000 students. We've built relationships of respect and trust with 6 department heads, 5 college deans, 10 institute directors, and 3 Pulitzer Prize winners, many of whom would not consider themselves Christian. And through our partnership with Veritas Forum, InterVarsity at Columbia has been able to work towards campus renewal by engaging the university departments, including the religion department, core curriculum, philosophy, classics, international affairs, economy, sustainable development, astronomy, physics, fine arts, and political science. Ashley Bird refers to the Veritas Forum as the primary way the Christian community is offering leadership to the campus. Students involved in the Veritas Forum have regularly won in the last 3 years King's Crown Awards, which is the highest award offered to a student at Columbia University. And they're winning these awards because, for the valuable contribution that they're making to the university, not simply to campus life. Sarah, one of our student leaders in the Christian Fellowship, regularly visits the most influential thought leaders on campus. and asks them spiritual questions in an atmosphere of trust and integrity and commitment to truth. And these influential non-Christian thought leaders are grateful for the opportunity. From where I sit, the most exciting part is that whether or not these leaders know it, the gospel of Jesus Christ is becoming a part of the campus conversation. It's less possible to say Christianity isn't credible when you're David Helfand, one of the department heads, and you've just had a two-hour conversation with a Christian cosmologist whose science is so good, and you respect his work. And yet he also articulates a robust, intellectually integrated faith in Jesus that leaves you scratching your head. Campus renewal, friends, will not happen quickly. But year by year, relationship by relationship, as we are faithful to engage the campus community on their interests in light of Jesus, I am confident that one day, Columbia University students and faculty will experience again, in lumine tuo, videbemus lumen, in thy light, we see light. May your kingdom come, and your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.